energy, frequency, vibration. What's going on, world? Welcome to another episode of the Universal Frequency Podcast. My name is FNX. Back, long overdue, but I'm excited to absolutely be here with you. So much to share, to be honest with you. And yeah, man, hope you guys are doing well. I am blessed. Been busy as a bee working on my new project called The Rise of the Phoenix. I'm excited. Get to put back my artist hat on and be super creative and give y'all some dopeness, man. So that's ill. The FNX Foundation is heading into another season of winter giving. So we will be rolling out details for another winter fundraiser that we will participate in. If you do not know, one in out of every six children within the state of Connecticut are food insecure. They don't know where their next meal is coming from. So what we do is we raise awareness and resources for this cause, and we donate food to needy families. So that could be through the Carver Foundation of Norwalk. That could be through places like Messiah Baptist Church or any church in the Bridgeport area. That could be through our extended contacts that we know work in social services or just know families in need, even that may be outside of the system. So we're working. But today what I want to talk to you about is something that was really, really dope. We did a program, myself, the graduate chapter of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, the Delta Iota Sigma chapter, and Omicron Theta chapter of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We partnered, and I'm a member of Phi Beta Sigma as well, just so I could be clear, on a program around mental wellness and the benefits of it. And it was a dope program. I took a lot from it. Apologies, I'm trying to get the names of our participants here. I took a lot from it, and I just want to shout out the therapist that we had come up and sit on our panel, Shanira Billups, Fadia Jean-Pierre, and Bria Spencer. We're extremely grateful and thankful for your humility and just your time and dedication to connecting with us and sharing your story and obviously your expertise around the benefits of therapy. And the program was called Monsters because it was inspired by one of the first videos I shot. I think my second video ever. It was shot by Edwin Escobar, who's a super, super dope videographer. Hopefully I get a chance to work with Edwin again. Hint, hint. And just bring to life a song that was extremely, extremely impactful. The song was called Monsters. It's off of my Blue Moon mixtape, which you can find in my Bandcamp and link below. And it was inspired by a friend of mine I know that killed himself. And I just can't digest it. So what we're going to do is before we go into my thoughts on the program, what I learned, what I think it benefit you. I am going to play the video. I hope YouTube doesn't flag me for watching my own video. It is a remake of, I believe, maybe a Slaughterhouse song and maybe even a game song called Monsters. I can't remember at this point, but I believe it was produced by Boy Ida. But anyway, this is a recreate of that. And yeah, I'm looking to get to it. So we're going to add this to the stream. And we're gonna watch this thing.
Monsters in my head. Monsters in my head.
They call me David, a sophomoric outcast. Tall, skinny, long hair, and I listen to Outkast. I don't have many friends, I'm a loner. And I don't go to school for fun, just for my diploma. Pops high, mommy had mesothelioma. Then she died suffering 9 months in a coma. I'm numb to the world, so fuck how I look. But dudes wanna make fun of me cause of how I look. For 2 years, people spit on me, teachers ignore me, call me fag, push me around and picked on me. I'm going weary, don't nobody hear me. See, life isn't worth living, and dying doesn't scare me. While Pop's sleeping, I'm sneaking into his gun case, then I bring it to school to show him how they blood taste. Look, I only wanted to be left alone, so tomorrow I'ma take their lives than my own.
I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Yeah. Wake me up before I'm dead. Don't bury me with monsters in my head. Monsters in my head. Monsters in my head. Underneath the bed. Underneath the bed.
My name's Ryan. And I sort of live a normal life. Good job to your old daughter plus a gorgeous wife. Yeah. My demeanor is joyous, also it appears. But I've been holding a secret the past 20 years. When I was 6, my uncle used to molest me. Mom's just working, so she wasn't there to protect me. And until now, it really didn't affect me. But I can feel my grip growing weaker. I want peace, drunk, clean, and my rifle. Those abused and abused, see, it's like a cycle. I'm getting urges, but I don't want to lose control. I'm scared these demons is winning the battle for my soul. Life made me cold, not an innuendo. Staring at my neighbor's son from my room window. God help me, my struggle will never end, though. Should I kill myself or sit back and feel the wind blow?
Lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Wake me up before I'm dead. Don't bury me with monsters in my head. Don't bury monsters in my head. Don't bury monsters in my head. Don't bury monsters in my head.
I shall remain nameless, but I'm a former frontliner for years in Iraq, addicted to that gun drama. It's my turn now, please don't interrupt me. I done buried 6 friends fighting for my country. I'll say it bluntly, the military dumped me. Generally discharged, so they didn't want me. I can't sleep, voices of the dead haunt me. Suicidal thoughts spinning like the devil taunts me. I can't blend in, like I'm a chameleon. I've been changed by war, I can't be a civilian. Dying over trillions, blood money building. Very grotesque, but the propaganda's brilliant. I wanted no peace, but I got no peace. So I started drinking and began to clean my old piece. Voices in my head and the screams won't cease. Feeling like as long as I'm alive, I'll never know peace.
Lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Wake me up before I'm dead. Don't bury me with monsters in my head.
Okay. Okay, so we're back. And so, yeah, obviously that video, right, is a dramatic expression of, right, some very real life scenarios. So you're dealing with a kid getting bullied, shooting up his school, shooting himself. You're dealing with a guy that's abused, who's battling his demons, shoots himself. A veteran coming home from serving, dealing with PTSD, shoots himself. Right. And just one of the things about that video is even creating that song, even writing those verses, conceptualizing the idea, I kind of felt guilty a little bit, just to be honest, because the friend was really my friend's brother. So I was much closer to my friend than I was his brother, but he was still a friend to all of us. Right. And I kept thinking, like, damn, how could I feel upset about that if that was his brother? I kind of felt like guilty, and probably wasn't healthy to feel that way, because obviously we have a right to our human experience, and we have a right to feel and go through our emotions and, you know, deal with the things that we see in our universe, whether they affect us directly or indirectly. But at the time, I didn't know what to do, so I wrote a song, and it was just me trying to tell a story with a real dark side to it. But anyway, the benefits of therapy is that hopefully you don't get to this point, to when you're dealing with extremes of your emotion, whether you're dealing with trauma and you haven't discussed it, or you haven't gotten to terms or gained understanding, whatever it may be. You know, I am not licensed. I am not a mental health professional, so I can't even articulate in the best of ways how beneficial it could be. I can just tell you that I know there's value there, depending on if you're ready for therapy. And so what we did was on the campus of Southern Connecticut State University. We brought out the therapists that I mentioned to you, or excuse me, the mental health professionals. We got together a room of college students, and we showed this video, and we just talked about why therapy could be important. And this was a very interesting dialogue, because the therapists or the mental health professionals that were there all happened to be Black women that expressed particular interest in providing therapeutic services to young men. And they all had their different reasons, but the general consensus was they recognized there was a gap when it came to young men being able to express their emotions and their feelings, and even how it's socially accepted as opposed to women in that regard. So everybody needs therapy, right? Or everyone may benefit from therapy regardless of the sex that you are or aren't. But when it came to men and just how we are taught to communicate and go through about our emotions, these professionals have realized that there was a huge opportunity of need. So they came down to talk to a bunch of college-age men, with a few women in the audience as well, about it's okay to seek help if you have things you want to talk about. It's okay to ask these questions. And there are so many dynamics that come into play with it. Like the God complex of it, right? And I wish I was pulling this up on the computer, but this is just as me recalling it. Someone in the audience asked what their opinion was regarding the Black community and the benefits of therapy, or even the activity of it with regard to, you know, God or Jesus, right? And how it's been given to us, and how and maybe some of our beliefs or some of the way that we've been groomed is that we should just give it to God and we don't need therapy, right? I mean, it was real interesting because the way I view things, right, and I'm not the end all be all, but I believe that it's very possible that God could have put tools like therapy and therapists here to help us alongside seeking his light and his guidance. I don't look at them as two opposite ends of the spectrum. That's just how I view it. You may feel differently, but there are a lot of us that come from cultural backgrounds where there are social stigmas around even speaking to a therapist, because they'll call you crazy. There was also some West Indian students in the audience, and they expressed that potentially in the Jamaican culture or in the Haitian culture. And again, I can't speak for it because I'm not Jamaican or Haitian or West Indian, although my stepfather was Bajan and I lived in Barbados for a little bit. So I sort of understand it. But again, everyone's entitled to express their own opinion, but it's very taboo in many communities to talk about the benefits of seeking therapy and mental health, and just focusing on your mental wellness and prioritizing that does not make you crazy. Admitting that something hurts you does not make you sensitive, and wanting to seek assistance does not make you crazy again, if that's the word I'm saying. And it was a beautiful discussion. And maybe what I should do is the next time we have this conversation is to bring this full circle with some of those professionals on the podcast. Actually, just thought of an idea. Well, I just really wanted to share my thoughts on it. Even listening to them speak about, because these are all also mental health professionals that just happen to be women of color. They were Black women. And it just so happens that they were breaking glass ceilings as they went along the way. And they looked and came from different spaces than a lot of their peers, right? And obviously, as any of us know, when you're in that space, that can be sort of turbulent. It was great for me to hear that dialogue. I often feel in many of those spaces, whether it's been on the financial services side, even on the hip hop side, even on the nonprofit side. I show up when I go to do things and I'm just being me. I may be a little bit different than the people around me. And sometimes that could lead to emotions around what you're sensing, depending on how people are responding to you. Or whether you've been passed over on opportunities, or whether you've been treated differently, or maybe even put in favor, right? We all have different experiences with it, but ultimately, it was good to hear them talk about their emotions and how they felt anytime they may have been overlooked or misunderstood, or even people have been intimidated by their presence. It was dope for me to hear that. Coming from not only professionals in the mental health field, but just Black women in general. I can tell you that it made me, it didn't make it easier, but it made me understand that what I was going through was natural, right? And so these are conversations that we have to have. And then we've been talking about the benefits of how seeking therapy can make you a better communicator. I thought that was dope. It will make you a better person with relationships. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up this article that talks about some of the benefits of therapy, just so we could go through it Like, comment, share, subscribe, of course. Oh, and you know what? Before I even get into this, I'm bugging. Shout out to Donkey Bongs too. All right, let's get it. We cooking. So now, pull up this tab. Here we go. I could do that now. Yeah, I could do that now. Okay. So this is from Talkspace.com. It's a blog on the benefits of therapy. I guess this is by a senior clinical manager, Kate Rosenblatt. Here are our credentials. And you guys know I like to go to .orgs more than .coms because I feel as if there's less of an agenda there. But I think this is some great information, to be honest. All right. So top 9 benefits of seeing a therapist. We're going to bust it down. There are many benefits of psychotherapy, which is also known as talk therapy. Research shows that 75% of people who begin this such therapy see benefits after 6 months of treatment. Now, it's important to know that this is not a one-stop fix, right? You just don't go see a therapist and it's like, boom, I'm healthy now. Same way you wouldn't go see a doctor the first time and, you know, they give you a magic pill. It's about living a healthy lifestyle, right? Mentally at this point. And this is a process. So, here are some of the benefits, right? Improve communication skills. Therapy can help you learn how to have healthy, productive, positive communication skills. Being able to effectively communicate means you can successfully navigate virtually all areas of your life. Whether you tend to shy away from confrontation, which some people are like that. I've been passive before. Get angry too quickly. I definitely have been there before. Snap your fingers if you can relate, like or comment, or feel anxiety when having a direct conversation. Therapy can help you gain the skills you need to feel confident anytime you're communicating with others. Now, I don't know what this comes from, you know. I can tell you just to share a little bit of my story that growing up, I did observe domestic violence, right? It was something that I was exposed to at an early age. And I do think that led to some of the areas where I may felt anxious in. Or led to some of the symptoms that I may have had, and even, you know, had to address well into my adult life, right? These are things, this is the human experience, and the childhood trauma, right, does have implications. So understanding on what triggers you and when you are triggered, how you can respond to it is going to make you a better communicator about what you're feeling. And I do believe communication is the key to resolving many of the turbulent instances we may have between us and others. Not all of them, but I do believe improved communication skills flows into this next one, right? Learning to resolve conflict. If you find it challenging to successfully handle any type of conflict in your life, therapy can be beneficial. You can learn how to set healthy relationship boundaries, be direct with your needs, and confidently ask for things that you hope to get out of relationships and situations. Conflict resolution is an important skill for anyone to learn, and the stronger you become, the better you'll be able to deal with many aspects of your life. This is dope. I know that I grew up in a household where raising the voice and yelling was a thing. You know, it's all out of love, right? Just told you my stepfather was West Indian. But I'm pretty sure there are a lot of cultures that can identify with people speaking loudly when their emotions start to increase or become more aggressive, so to speak. And I even find myself, you know, when talking to my daughters, right? I rarely try to ever put my hands on them. I don't want to have to do that, but I will talk to them sternly. And sometimes I find myself not yelling, but talking loudly. Sometimes I do yell, right? Any of you that have kids, you know that they will make you yell. But I've had to think about how I communicate and what that means and what message I'm sending. And I've tried to now incorporate me speaking more sternly and calmly, you know, to my daughters when I have to address something that either disappoints me or I find concerning, or it's an educational moment, particularly with children, because they're learning as well. And that's what, you know, I hope all parents keep in mind. But I was taught to yell. I observed yell. My mama damn sure yelled at me. And she'll even tell you that with me, she was a young mom, and as she got older and, you know, more savvy in her parenting, you know, maybe she doesn't yell at my siblings the same way. Who knows? But I do know that having the ability to communicate clearly and not just lean on volume or aggression is going to improve relationships and resolve conflict and improve communication skills. That's what I'm thinking. Not really, you know, I'm not a clinical professional, you know, but I did just throw a program. Number three, treat mental health conditions. Therapy can be effective at treating a number of mental health conditions, including anxiety, depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, and more. Putting your mental health first and getting the help you need is a sign of strength and something to be proud of. Absolutely, I agree with that. I absolutely do. I feel as if you have areas in your life that need improvement and you seek professional help and you have the will and determination to do these things, you should be applauded. You know, salute to you if that's what you're doing. And if you're watching this podcast right now and you're thinking about doing it, I'm here to tell you to stop thinking and just to do. And we'll celebrate your progress. But absolutely. And we've discussed it on this platform before, where things that create dopamine give you that sense of pleasure, whether it's alcohol, watching TV, food, sex, drug use, video games, anything that lifts the anxiety from whatever your present scenario that you're dealing with is and puts you in another space. Although it feels good, leaning on that behavior and making that systematic can be a symptom of trauma. And that can be detrimental to goals that you may have or to the type of person that you can become. And that's real. It's one of the things where you have to look yourself in the mirror and say, hey, these are habits that I want to kick. This is where I want to be better. And what is causing these symptoms, right? If you're someone that always have to alleviate your consciousness, whether by forms of drugs or alcohol, the question that I would have to ask is, why can't you be still? I want you to ask yourself that. And as you look into your mirror of yourself and try to figure out why is it that you have to alleviate your consciousness or take in something to get you at a certain mind state, it's very possible that talking to a therapist can help you peel back those layers and get to the root cause. Because what we don't want to do is just address symptoms. We need to address the root behavior, right? Or the root of the issue. Ooh, look at that. Kate Rosenblatt, I guess doctor, mental professional. I should really know what these letters mean. But getting to the root of what's causing a mental health condition is one of the most beautiful and beneficial parts of working with a therapist, because it can be incredibly freeing. Processing our core beliefs and hurts helps to create long-term behavior change in our lives. If we don't get to the crux of the issue, it's like putting a Band-Aid on a major wound. It might stop the bleeding in the moment, but it won't help it in the long term. Yo, I promise you I didn't read that before I just started speaking. I probably should have read that part. I conveniently skipped over it. But I'm glad we got universal confirmation, right? That not just addressing the symptoms of what you're dealing with, but going to the core of the issue and acknowledging what may be symptoms are huge. And, you know, I can tell you that there was a point in time when I was dealing with trauma or anxiety or just wanted to escape the reality that I was in. I would dive into, you know, a music or a book or movies or comic books or something like that. And you know, in your childhood, there's nothing wrong with that point. Because to be honest with you, this is just me speaking. You know, when I was growing up, going through what I was going through, you know, music helped get me through. But I also formed those behaviors as an adult to where there would be real life things I have to do. And I'm doing something that creates a dopamine release as opposed to addressing the core issue. And there's nothing wrong with listening to music, right? I'm not saying that directly, but if you're listening to music, watching the TV, watching movies, smoking, drinking, alternatively putting your focus in these areas and not addressing your core issue for that dopamine release, that's it. That's a problem, right? And these are things that I hope that as you listen to this, and excuse me as I stumbled over these words, but I hope I am making sense, that it's okay that you have these things going on and you can seek help. You can ask for help. You can find support. And don't be afraid to do it. For sure. For sure. Number four, collaborate with your family. Therapy can be very useful in overcoming internal family struggles. With both individual and group therapy options, a therapist can help mend bridges and develop healthy communication strategies that can help families overcome trauma, grief, addiction issues, and more. Whether you get individual therapy or seek family therapy, you are sure to see some improvements within your familial relationships. Now, that's a huge promise. That's a huge promise. But I don't see how it could be negative. And I know when it comes to family trauma, and this is black, white, Asian, green, yellow, brown, whatever. I don't really think many family structures deal with trauma well. I would imagine that if you look at people all across the world, when trauma occurs internally of the family, especially with older generations, you're probably going to see more of a sweep it under the rug, not really address the issue sort of culture. At least that's the feedback that I've gotten from my friends from different backgrounds. And maybe you can chime in and let me know if it's like that where you're from. But if you don't talk about some of these issues, right, all they do is continually perpetuate themselves. If you have an abuser in the family, right, if you have, and let's just say you have a sexual abuser in the family, if you don't address why this person, it obviously stopped them from offending anyone, but if you don't address why this person is the way they is, or why they are the way they are, which could allude to there being other predators in the family that abused this person that made them lash out, right? We would only be addressing part of the issue. So the question we have to ask is, when dealing with abuse, and I use sexual as an example, but it could be verbal, it could be physical, right? There's many different types of abuses. Where is this behavior learned? Typically, abused people abuse. So figuring out what are the dynamics around the perpetuated abuse is coming from and cutting that off at the root is going to be hugely beneficial. And sometimes group therapy sessions are key in that. Just say. And I'm saying this because we all have family dynamics where people have been enabled. There may be offenders in the family that get away with certain things because of who they are, the relationships, the type of money they have. This is the human experience. And one part of it that I'm not really proud of, but it is part of the human experience. And I can only say that if you and your families potentially deal with these issues, maybe it's a death in the family. Maybe it's money stolen. Again, there's so many different things. I could be not reinforcing that. Whatever it is, it's okay to go through that pain and seek therapy together. I think that's the most important part. Just being real with you. As I'm talking about this, hey, we need therapy. God damn it. Okay. Developing coping skills and strategies. Having a plan of action is key if you want to face any of your struggles head on. Therapy teaches you how to develop strong coping skills and strategies. Armed with these coping skills, you'll be able to offset things that are holding you back in your life. When you know how to positively and productively work through issues and problems, you'll be able to grow and overcome just about anything that tries to stand in your way. Right. How do you cope with obstacles or turbulence? Right. Do you run to the alcohol bottle? Do you run, to the marijuana bag? Do you run to the pill, whatever you're taking? I don't know. Do you run to food? So, yeah, Lord knows I've eaten because I've been bored or stressed. I think a lot of people have eaten ice cream when they've been stressed, but I've stopped it, right? But do These are things, and learning how to healthily, excuse me, in a healthy manner, cope with turbulence or opposition or obstacles. Yo, I think that will be setting yourself up for success. So that's huge. That's all right, you know, well, this woman's name, Kate Rosenblatt. Oh man, Dr. Kate Rosenblatt, you are dropping jewels. All right, let's go. Learn to find healthy and positive support. Having the right support to get through those tough periods in life can be a game changer. If you have a difficult time finding a strong support system, you hate asking for help, or you tend to attract toxic relationships that don't add value in your life, therapy might be able to help. During treatment, you can focus on changing the behaviors and thought patterns you currently exhibit, which are likely contributing to any difficulties you are having. I think that speaks for itself. I think lots of people can relate to tracking toxic relationships, or hate asking for help. That's me. I hate asking for help. I do. I ain't gonna lie, man, because, you know, you ask people for help, but you get let down. I take that shit to heart. I'm just being honest with you. That's probably a symptom of something, right? So as I'm reading this, and then you're listening to this, I hope you're realizing that these may be indications that, hey, talking to someone can be beneficial. That's all. During treatment, you can focus on changing behaviors and thought patterns you currently exhibit, which are likely contributing to any difficulties you're having. Okay. Change negative thought patterns. What we think, we manifest. Amen. If you're consumed with negative thought patterns that are interfering with your life, therapy can help. You'll learn to first identify what you're doing and then begin to train your brain to think about and approach situations differently. Anything from facing conflict to addressing your fears to breaking dysfunction in your relationships can be addressed through therapy. It works by changing negative thought patterns. Yo, that's heavy, man. Whoo, it just hit me right in the gut. I'll be honest, because when it came to different types of success, right? I always had challenges placing myself there. I'm just being honest with you. When I thought about whether it was a job, a position, or a certain pace in something, it could be anything, I would always do this thing where I wouldn't see me. And I was listening to Fadia talk about it, and she was talking about her experience with thinking that way. And she said, yo, why don't I love myself enough to see myself in those positions? And I was like, whoa, right? Like, that's huge. I'm telling you, they was dropping gems. But that's huge. And I think you do have to absolutely love yourself enough to see you being successful, to see you being happy, to constantly think positive when you can. Not that we're not rooted in reality, and when negative things occur, we don't deal with and address those things. But changing the thought patterns that make us automatically be negative in nature, it's slowing us down. I mean, there could be a better way to live. So if you're someone that's experienced that, it, you know, finding a therapist and talking about what you're going through may be beneficial. All right, Dr. Kate Rosenblatt, she dropping gems again. One benefit of psychotherapy is that I see most is that when people learn about themselves, they begin to create a life that feels more authentic to them. Therapy can help by uncovering subconscious limit beliefs we have, exploring them, integrating them, and then taking action to break old patterns in our lives that no longer serve us. Dr. Kate, you are killing it. Yeah. Uncovering subconscious limiting beliefs we have. The beliefs that we put up around ourselves. And I know people, I have friends and loved ones that'll sometimes, when they get anxious, just say negative shit right away. Just say like, oh, I got it out. Me saying the negative thing that potentially could happen makes me feel better. When in reality, and again, words have power, you're putting energy into the universe, and what you're hearing is the molecules vibrating, right? That's what we interpret as sound. But what's really happening is you're putting an energy out, and the universe is responding, and you're hearing how it responds. So you're putting out negative energy. That's unnecessary. That's unnecessary. You don't have to self-sabotage yourself. For sure. For sure. Alter negative behaviors, like our thoughts. Sometimes our behaviors become detrimental. They can keep us from living a positive and healthy lifestyle. Maybe you struggle with addiction or tend to self-sabotage. There are other negative ways you behave. Therapy can help you alter those behaviors that are having a negative impact on your world or relationships. This is, again, you know, I did read this one before, but it just confirmed what I was already thinking. Whether you struggle with addiction or tend to self-sabotage, anyone who's tried to kick a bad habit, cigarettes, right? It could be anything. Knows how difficult it could be and how habitually some of the behaviors that we have are rooted into our daily routine. I know people that smoke 7 cigarettes a day, 10 cigarettes a day. I know people, first thing they do when they wake up is they smoke a blunt. I know people that every time they eat, they drink. And I'm not judging. If any of these things are you, that could be indicative of something else there. Because it can be excessive, right? There's nothing with smoking or drinking or eating certain things or living your life, right? Food is an enjoyment of life. That's what my grandfather would say. I'm not going to say alcohol is a enjoyment of life, but I do enjoy alcohol from time to time, right? There's nothing that says that you can't take time to enjoy the things that you like in moderation. What we are discussing here is whether you overindulge to compensate for another symptom that's there. For sure. And this is healthy dialogue we're having, right? And this last one is my favorite. And I call it focus. This is better productivity at work. When you feel better, you do better. The importance of therapy goes beyond your mental health. Getting therapy to address certain aspects of your life can help you be more productive in other areas, including work. Some research shows that there's a direct correlation between seeking mental help and a reduction in missed work. This is heavy. This is heavy. Yeah, man. I mean, I could definitely see that. I definitely felt like I've dealt with this, especially me dealing with like 5 or 6 or 7 buckets that we all do. I mean, not just say me. I feel like lots of people have juggle multiple things, right? And so when you have your hand in so many pots, or you wear many different hats, you know, anything that can not be optimal in terms of your behaviors, be your negative patterns, negative behaviors, or even self-sabotage, getting therapy can help you better balance those things and be more aligned, right? And so shout out to Talkspace.com. This was a great article, by the way. We're going to stop sharing. I feel like this has been hugely vital, man. I do. And as we rewatch this video, we like and share it. You would think that maybe I am a mental health professional, but I'm not. I just stayed at a Holiday Inn. No, bad joke. All right. I definitely do see the value in taking a look in the mirror and saying, hey, how can I get better? Hey, something bothers me. Hey, this is what I'm feeling. It's okay to deal with your emotions. We all deal with our emotions differently. They may be more intense for one person or the other. We've talked about it before early on in the podcast, pain. We don't know how people deal with pain. We could take one event and that pain from it can affect people differently. Not that it's harder or less. There's some people that can't, on a small level, there's some people that can't take a shot. They run from needles. Other people, higher pain tolerance, right? Supposedly. They'll take the shot, they'll get tattoos, it won't bother them. We don't know. Ultimately, you just have to be empathetic or that people do feel pain, right? And even if something that someone is going through doesn't relate to you, it's okay to feel for them. Yeah, we've talked about this before. Whether you've lost certain family members, maybe your friend or your friends hasn't, or there's a certain type of loss that people in your circle have experienced that you haven't, it's okay to relate to that and say, hey, listen, even though this doesn't affect me directly, it affects me because it affects you. It's okay to see these things. I think that's That's part of being one community, one family. But that's a little bit of my personal belief and how I like to treat me and mine in my circle. And I hope you do too, because it definitely takes a village to raise children. It definitely takes a village to support one another. And in order for us to all vibrate higher, we got to look out for each other. And you can't look out for no one else before you look out for yourself. That's it. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. This has been dope, man. I definitely feel like I would like to take that show on the road. So shout out to the Delta Iota Sigma chapter of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Blue Phi. Shout out to the Omicron Theta chapter of Phi Beta Sigma. Shout out to the mental health professionals that came through to the SCSU Student Center and just spoke about the value of getting help if you need it. For sure. So I hope you enjoyed this. I'm looking forward to continually share the progress. And, you know, the way I'm looking at the universal frequency now, just so you can get an understanding, is going from a podcast that I want to do to me just talking to you about what I'm going through. So we're going to manifest some things along the way. We're going to show some proof of concept that positive thinking, changing negative behaviors, you know, avoiding self-sabotage does work. And I invite you to join me as we prepare for our holiday food drive. I am going to go through a fast. A lot of people fasted for October, where they abstain from, it was called Sober October, drugs and alcohol, fried foods. Clean eating, whatever you want to do, whether you want to avoid salt, sugar. I would invite you to do it again in November. So through November 1st through November 30th, how many days are in November? The entire month of November, man. We're keeping it sober. We're keeping it clean. I know that's around Thanksgiving. And if you got to, you know, eat some good food for Thanksgiving, I won't judge you. But the way we're going to live our life in November is, for me, no salt, no sugar, no alcohol, no fried foods. I'm going to get plenty of rest, drink plenty of water. And I'm just going to focus on this universal alignment, right, as we get in tune with the universal frequency. And I want to invite you to do so as well. Hope you enjoyed our conversation. I'm probably going to make a little graphic for the fast. You know, I'm excited. Let's do it, man. I feel like the more people we get involved, the stronger impact we can have. And that's just the way it's going to work. FNXmusic.com. Like, subscribe, share to the universal frequency. And we out.
Energy, frequency, vibration. Energy, frequency, vibration. Energy, frequency, vibration. Go and look at destiny now. Why are you?